Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am blessed to welcome you here tonight to Wounded No More for this Thursday, April the 13th, 2023. Now, my brothers and sisters, please get something to write with and to write on, and receive your anointed speaker and facilitator and host of Wounded No More, Pastor Vanessa Carver. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook, for that introduction. And hello, everybody. Thank you for coming back again to the show. For the next couple of weeks, we are going to be tackling the spirit of rejection. We're going to go hard with this one. And I realized at the beginning of the year, the Lord gave me certain themes, and this was one of them. And this is not an easy thing to unpack or to talk about, but we're going to do it because, and on top of that, we will be interceding. I will be interceding for this specific topic, and whatever God says is what I usually will present. So we're going to do an intro tonight. It may not be that long, lengthy, because I'm going to go hard with this. This is one of those topics that you can stay on one thing for a while and start unpacking it.
Yeah.
This is one of the spirits that we see manifested in so many different ways. And I love the fact that Apostle Cook decided to play that song because that's really what it's all about, Jesus. It really is. And not to sound like it's a trivial thing, but staying in love with him and the way and his ways and the things that he made available with us, we can deal with this spirit of rejection.
Yes,
we can destroy the spirit of rejection.
Yes,
I mean destroy. It takes a lot of commitment and submission to the will and purposes of God and being aligned with him and what he says in his word, of course, and just studying what it does to us psychologically, what it does to us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We need to know what we're looking at. And so I'm going to try my best over the next couple of weeks with the help of the Holy Spirit to forensically look at this spirit. I am going to be pulling from different sources. And of course, and more importantly, we're going to go to the Word of God because it's in the Word in many different narratives. And why this topic specifically? Well, why not? When I said, Lord, what are the root of things? Now, as everybody knows, as they listen to the show over the last couple of weeks, at the beginning of the year, I was hitting hard unforgiveness, and had a very good source. But with this specific topic, though, I'm going to be pulling from different many sources, and I'll give you book lists, and I'll give you different studies that are done, and even maybe give you some links where they're talking about different teachings on the social media. We're going to use everything because I believe God wants us to utilize everything to talk about this subject. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I also am going to start doing on my show, specifically with this topic, is I'm going to talk about trigger warnings because I don't want anyone upset and I don't want them to misinterpret or misunderstand. That's not the idea, but I will put warnings. I will say trigger warnings. And I'm going to tell you why. Because some people are in the midst or right in the middle of their healing. They're in very raw places. They're in places sometimes where they haven't dealt with until somebody starts talking about it and they just shut down. And that's one thing we're going to try to, we don't want you shutting down. We don't want you backing away. We don't want you, you know, to draw back in any kind of way. We want you to go forward and feel strengthened. Just like the show with forgiveness and unforgiveness, we're doing this together. We're healing together. We're learning how to be loving. We're learning how to receive love and acceptance from the one who it comes from, and that's the Lord, and to find healing. So we're talking about unforgiveness because we're talking about healing. We're talking about rejection because we want the body of Christ to heal. One of the shows we did yesterday, I was on with Apostle Cook and Mother Mitchell, and I think another sister, I'm sorry if I can't remember her, yesterday was Women of Naomi or Daughters of Naomi. We're talking about encouraging young people and all things being new. And one of the spirits when I was listening to the show yesterday was the spirit of rejection is the undercurrent of a lot of things that we see and we don't know what we're looking at. We're going to talk about generational. I'll tell you the topic. So today will just be an intro. We're going to do an intro, and we're going to do a tentative intercessory prayer list of the things that we are going to tackle off air. So there are going to be things we're going to be praying about. And when I pray, not because I'm all that, but when I pray, I expect something to move, something to happen.
Yeah.
I don't just pray for no reason. So we're going to make intentionally begin to come up with prayer topics, targets to target. And we're going to expect God to move. Okay. So this is like a multi, I'm looking at this because God was just dealing with me. The Holy Spirit was dealing with me about it. He said, if you're going to approach this, you're going to pull from all sources. We talked about that. He said, you're also, I love the interaction that I get from my brothers and sisters in Christ, so I will encourage that, but I don't require it. It's just something that will help us all know that we're together and this is community. We also will, of course, be active in prayer. That is the initiative with this spirit of rejection. Now, keep in mind as well, when you go hard on something like this, there's always some type of resistance. So it's. But at the same time, don't back up because of that. God is with us. He's fighting for us. He already fought for us. So there's a lot of things that we just have to be determined in our mind that we're going to go forward. We're going to talk about generational rejection. We're going to talk about the demonic manifestation of rejection. We're going to talk about, now the generational rejection gets really deep because it talks about family issues in our family. I'm not going to touch on certain things, but I will also administer trigger warnings with that. We're going to talk about special groups as it pertains to ethnic groups like African-American people and people of race and women. We're going to talk about that type of rejection. Some people feel rejected by God. I'm going to skim over that a little bit, but I also want to talk about identity blockers. When we talk about rejection, we're going to talk about self-accusation versus forgiveness, depression versus joy, perfectionism versus excellence, pride versus humility, fear versus faith, indecision versus decisiveness, perversion versus purity. That's an example.
All right. That's
we're
going
to go hard on this kind of stuff, and I'm not going to – I almost have to say, Lord, show me how to edit, but he didn't tell me to edit. So then the spiritual, we're going to talk about pride as well. We're going to talk about the spirit of infirmity. Now, I thought somebody was probably saying to me, or probably said, I thought you said we were talking about rejection. We are. And all this stuff is under the umbrella, believe it or not. I'm not done. I'm not done yet. Okay, so we're going to talk about the spirit of infirmity, bitterness and unforgiveness are killing you. We're going to talk about deliverance and restoration. Yes, Lord, that might be one of the last things we talk about is deliverance and restoration. But we got to know what it is first before we can address it. So I'm going to do maybe a couple of weeks of just telling you what it is. Of course, we're going to cover with prayer. We don't want to just focus on the bad. Please don't get me wrong, but we're going to unpack what it really is so people will know. We're going to talk about the right way to handle it and God of the overflow. We're going to talk about prayers that destroy. This is why I'm saying it destroys the spirit of rejection. And that's very detailed. So as you know, this is just one source I'm using. So this comes from, I'm going to skim this as this is a source and a reference. It's one of the first by John Eckert, and it's called Destroying the Spirit of Rejection. If you want to go out and get it, follow along with me, and then there'll be some things I'm going to pick. I'm not taking credit for any of this hard work that this man of God has done. If the Holy Spirit gives me Rhema, which is revelation instant, I will also interject that as well. But I want everybody to be encouraged. And there's one particular story that I'm going to go hard on that I remember as I was reading it is the story of Joseph as it pertains to rejection. But I'm also going to talk about the story of Esau as well. We're going to take that whole thing apart, because I think we need to be able to have some references to go back to and understand, you know, how it's in the Word and how we overcome. We always have to be able to look at these things as we are going to overcome the spirit of rejection, because we're going to destroy it. First of all, we're going to expose it, and then we're going to destroy it. Something that is hidden has more power, but once it is uncovered, it has less and less power. And I want you to be encouraged and gear up and pray for me, and we'll pray for each other as it pertains to this. Now, when we begin to talk about, and I just want to give you that introduction very briefly, but I see this manifested so much in the body of Christ. Before I started to study this topic a long time ago, I didn't understand what I was looking at. I didn't understand my own self. I didn't understand where some of these insecurities come from, where some of these fears come from. Where is this mess coming from? And sometimes it did manifest in a demonic, you know, way. And sometimes it was just me thinking that that's who I was. So psychologically and mentally, we have to look at this. We will look at it spiritually, no doubt, but we're going to look at it psychologically as it pertains to what it does to us, because there's too many of us, and especially in the body of Christ, that are walking around with all kinds of mental issues and psychological problems that we can't even begin to ask God to heal, because we don't know what it is. And we're calling it something than what it's not. And it more than likely comes from this spirit of rejection. I want everybody to understand how some people were even, it's in their bloodline. It's when we talk about a society, which is going to be a really deep one, which I'm going to ask Apostle Cook to help me on later. She's got, Apostle, you got plenty of time to prepare. But that is going to be one that we're really going to hit hard, because there are things that define us, or if we're not careful, because of our color, because of where we live, what neighborhood we come from. And even though we are children of God and the kingdom of God, these things impact us every day.
Yes, amen.
So we allow them, amen. And then we drag all of that stuff into the church. We drag all of that stuff into the church. So God is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about the inception of all these different things. And what I also will do as well is, I'm really going to work really hard at making sure that at the end of every show, we're going to talk about the scriptures that we use, so that everybody can take those scriptures if they're not writing them down. And I will just repeat what we went over so that they can go and study later. Because I really feel like there is a level of study. There's a level of the word that God wants us to cover in all this and not get inundated with some of the side things that I will be talking about. First and foremost is the presence of God. First and foremost, because he's the healer, first and foremost is his holy word, period. So we are always going to make sure that that is put into there. I also want to go over my own story of rejection and just very briefly. And I didn't understand a lot of things that I was dealing with, but I was born out of wedlock. My mother had me, which is one of the topics that we're going to briefly talk about. She had me out of wedlock. How I was birthed into this world was not the easiest way. There were things that were happening to her when she was carrying me in her own family that in the uterus, basically, I forget that word, how you say it. But while she was carrying me, she told me things that she was going through as it pertains to rejection, even some things she experienced in church. And it blew my mind. and not to make me feel like a victim, not to make me feel hopeless, but to help me understand. But one of the things my mother did when I got older was she laid hands on me and began to pray against the spirit of rejection that happened when she was carrying me. And guess how old I was when she did that? I was in my 40s. When she got healed and got under and grew to understanding, and she began to heal me, parents, spiritual parents, it is not too late to deal with your children. It is not too, as it pertains to this specific spirit. And I think it's so important. And God can equip us and give us courage to say, okay, now that I know, I have to confront this spirit. You know, we are of the body of Christ, and so we don't have to be condemned about anything we did or didn't do or what happened to us. That's not who we are. But we still see the manifestation of sin in the world. Everybody's not saved, and everybody don't want to be saved. And so children are brought into this world in all kinds of environments, and God has given us so much knowledge and understanding that he has charged us to begin to restore. So touching on this topic is about restoration. And so there are a lot of things that I went through. There's a lot of acting out as a child as well. I'm talking about me as a child as well as an adult. Didn't understand where a lot of this resentment and fear, but also anger came from, a lot of it, just a lot of fight back. Was raised in the church, mind you. Was saved at the age of 7. Speaking in tongues, mind you. It's still that spirit of rejection was not being addressed because we just didn't know, didn't understand. There are a lot of things that happened to me. There's a lot of things I did as well. Like I said, acting out. But once you begin to look at this spirit, you begin to understand how it takes root. And when it comes from generational things, you're wondering, what are you looking at being manifest? I'm just talking to y'all tonight, so you have to excuse me. I'm talking because I want to set the stage for this topic. And at the end of the day, you need to understand that you are empowered through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, to study, to understand, and to destroy anything that is not in his plan for you. And this is one of those things. The spirit of rejection when it comes to family, you know how somebody said, how you hear people say it stops here? When things go on in your family, when, sometimes it can be divorce, sometimes it can be abuse or addictions and things. And you say it stops here, that means it stops with you, not on my watch. That's another thing we say as well. Well, watch is appropriate because that's why we're going to talk about the prayer aspect of this as watchmen. When there's things in our families that are just, I would consider being hatched at certain times, time-released curses, time-released things. Certain things ain't time-released. They've always been there. Nobody's addressing them. We are going to be empowered as women and men of God to deal with this. I'm going to do more of a better job of publicizing everything we do on Spirit Alive Network because I believe that we're trying to, Apostle Cook is trying to create a community based on her own directives and initiatives God gave her. But I know we're dealing with hard stuff on here too. And I know it will benefit everybody in the body of Christ to deal with this. Everybody's got this issue somewhere in their own family or maybe even in their workplace or maybe in their church, in their ministry,
mm-hmm.
It's manifesting mm-hmm. in some kind of way. And I just thank God for giving me this topic because I know that there'll be some shows that are going to be very raw. Y'all know I'm a crybaby, so I'm going to probably be crying on some of these shows. I already know. Because that's when God's just stripping away, you know. Let God strip away everything that he needs to strip away. So there's another book that I'm also going to be introducing called It Didn't Start With Me and It Didn't Start With You. That's what it's about. So this is about generational trauma. And I'm not talking about the whole book, but we're going to be talking about references of different things. For those who want to, we're going to go deeper than I have on any other show before, not just because of this topic, but I truly believe that we're ramping up. There are other topics that I'm going to be taking. So rejection, he said, I want you to go a little bit harder than you did with the unforgiveness. Go a little bit deeper. Be more intentional. Be more focused on what you're doing. And that's what we're going to do. I am going to be in inciting interaction, which I love, when we all interact and we all share our stories, especially with different generations that are on the show, like Mother Mitchell. She's coming from a different era than I am. And Apostle Cook's coming from a different era than I am. And I love that. And I want to try to get some of the men on here, because men deal with rejection too. But you'd be surprised how rejection manifests in their life versus how it manifests in a female's life. There's some things that are similar, but there's some things that are not. The dynamic is very different. So I'm going to ask my husband, starting with him, to join us on some of the shows, okay? So I want to pray. I want to pray right now for guidance. I want to pray more right now for revelation. I want to pray right now for insight. And I want everybody to get ready for the next show, because today's show was basically about intro. It's about some of the things that we'll be covering. I may even want to start Apostle Cook a group. We'll see how that is, but I really want engagement in this. And I want everybody to understand, what is God saying to you about this topic, anybody that's on tonight? That's something you don't have to say to me. That's something you need to answer to him. What does he want to do with you about this topic? I'm going to put it all over Facebook, too, that the spirit of rejection is being taught on Spirit Alive Network for the next 2 to 3 months, okay? And you got to shift. You know, we're all going to shift. Amen. Together. You're not shifting by yourself. Mm-hmm. I believe that there's going to be paradigms that are going to be broken. I thank God for things being in a place where we can understand when we didn't before. There's going to be less there's a word I'm thinking of, it's a term, it's called learned helplessness, because of repeated trauma is going to be over. I truly believe that. Sometimes we learn helplessness because of trauma, constant tests, constant trials that is manifested through this spirit of rejection. And I just thank God for that. So I'm going to pray about a couple of things. And then I'm going to ask for some, anybody want to give some insight or everything. It's not going to be a long show tonight, everyone. I do apologize if you wanted a full show. Next week, after this, I will come with a full show. I want to set the platform. I want to set everybody's expectations. You put in what you get in. So that doesn't mean you have to be on the show talking all the time or interacting. That means after hours. That means in intercession. That means in talking to God, journaling, whatever it is, fasting, praying.
Yeah.
What are you going to get out of this? I know I'm going to get a lot out of it, and it's not just backlash.
Amen.
It's not just backlash. We always ready to look for a fight, but God is going to fight for us. And this topic, he's the one that told me to do it, and he's going to help me through it. So
Amen.
He's going to help all of us through it. So you just have to decide today that if this is something that you know God has led you to, he can help you get through to the other side. What are your expectations about it? What type of actionable questions is it going to create in you? What is it going to unearth? What is it going to increase you in where you need to be strengthened, where you need to be stronger, where you need to be brighter, where you need to be sharper? What is this going to do for you? You just have to decide. I know this is going to uncover something, but, you know, is it going to uncover something that I can't do anything with? No. No, ma'am. No, sir. It's going to be exactly what God needs it to be, but you need to find out what that is. He doesn't talk in circles, and he doesn't talk in riddles. He'll tell you exactly what it is. And I just
Amen.
Want everybody to have a place
Amen.
Of peace. We're going to pray tonight, and then I'm going to ask for insight and everything else, because I'm excited about this, because I feel like I'm growing right now because of what God has asked me to do. There's a level of accountability that in the past, I'm going to be honest, I would shrink from sometimes. I'm like, I got enough to do. Lord, you know, I just, you know, come on. But if he's asking me to do it, he knows what's in me. He knows what's in me, and he says it's time to do everything I've told you to do the way I told you to do it, period. Move stuff around and start prioritizing the people of God as it pertains to their healing, teaching, prayer, all of it. So, Father God, first of all, thank you so much for you being God. In this moment right now that we all feel your presence, we all feel your strength, we all feel your love, we all feel your peace.
Yes,
and
Lord
I thank
God.
You, Lord, today for total agreement with your will and your way. Lord, speak however you want to speak through me in these next couple of weeks. I thank you for the women and men of God who are praying with us. Some may be on the show but will never speak a word. I thank you, Lord, today for them as well. I thank you, Lord, today for us that will be courageous. I thank you, Lord, today for us who are fighting, not just for ourselves, but for others. There's going to be people on here that are on this show to fight for their family, Jesus, for generations, for bloodlines, for this spirit to be destroyed, for it to be exposed, because we're talking about the generation before us, young people, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, young people. And we're also talking about the older generation as well. Thank you, Lord, today for intergenerational unity in the name of Jesus on this show.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, today with that
word.
I thank you, Lord, for the level of expectation of what that will produce. We don't even know or have seen what that can really produce on this show, on this network. And I thank you, Lord, today that intergenerational unity in the body of Christ will be something that will be manifested so greatly beyond the airways. It'll be things that we see in our brick and mortar, in our community, and in our networks that we're affiliated with. I feel that very strongly because God is saying right now that intergenerational rejection is what's created a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness and hate. And this is what I'm hearing him say. So that's one of those areas, that's one of those targets that we're going to have to really dig and uproot. I thank you, Lord, today that people feel like they're clay in your hands and will trust you with the process. Whatever you want to do afterwards, after hours, I thank you, Lord, today what you're going to do. I thank you, Lord, today that I will be able to see with your eyes and know that it's you and not me, and will not pull back, will not be fearful, will not be distrustful, will not be rebellious, will not resist, will not be distracted, but will be focused and steadfast. And I thank you for the declarations and the proclamations that will come from these teachings and the level of intercession and the travailing as well that will come from us crying out for ourselves and for each other. Thank you, Lord, today that the scales will fall from our eyes. We'll be able to see and transcend time, however you would have us to do for that marriage, Lord, for those children, for those grandchildren, for those ministries where people were rejected and hurt. Some were inadvertently hurt. The spirit of offense also is intertwined in this spirit. So I thank you, Lord, today that that's another resource about the bait of Satan. So I thank you, Lord, today for everything that you will continue to say to us. Lord, show your love to us. Thank you for being so kind. Continue, Lord, to hear us in our praises and our prayer, that we learn to worship you in spirit and in truth in a place of obedience, that we obey and that we submit to you because you love us so.
Yes.
You love us so. And and help us to understand what a finished work looks like. You died, you sent Jesus, and you died for us. That he died for us. It's a finished work. So many things we're working through, Lord, you've already made available to us. And I say in the name of Jesus that we do have access. We have access to healing. We have access to restoration. But it's going to cost you something. But keep in mind, Jesus paid the price, and the only thing that it's going to cost you is your flesh, the fight with your flesh, your submission, and your mind. So I thank you, Lord, today for helping us to renew our mind and our hearts to you. Thank you for being patient with us so we can learn to be patient with each other. Thank you, Lord, today that there will be questions that only you can answer. Only you can answer them. And I thank you, Lord, today that we take those to the throne already in advance. I'm taking questions to him before they are even asked because I know he is more than willing and will answer them his way. Thank you, Lord, today for this community of people that were meant to be here at this time for this purpose fully in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So right now, I'm opening up the show for anyone to give any insight, any input that they would like to bring to, we are going to be destroying the spirit of rejection for the next couple of weeks, for the next couple of months. Please feel free.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited. I'm truly excited, and I'm just grateful to God that we are truly on one accord. And I just want to thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for your obedience and for you stepping out courageously and tackling the tough topics because if we truly want to be healed, restored, transformed, then we have to do the work. We must do the work.
Yeah.
And we won't do the work if nobody's talking about the work that we really need to do. You know,
amen.
I'm just going to say it. That is as plain as I can say it. Now, we're good about choirs and usher boards and, you know, men's group. But, you know, that's not the work that we need to be talking about right now.
That's right.
Because there's not going to be any of that in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to see ourselves there. So all I'm saying for tonight, dear sister, is thank you again because this is great. And it's just I like the whole the way the Holy Spirit flows through this whole entire ministry. Right now I'm tackling the tough spirit, the things underlying fear and anxiety.
And
rejection, again, plays a big part of that. So and a lot of as we said, when you allow any spirit, negative spirit, evil spirit to come into your life and to take up residence in your life, you know, you open the floodgates for so many other spirits to come in behind it. So we're gonna be praying with you, Pastor Vanessa. Mother Mitchell, I don't know if you want to say anything, but I know I'm just going to wait till the next meeting so I can hear what's going to be said because I'm excited.
I would like to just comment. My whole life I felt under the spirit of rejection by family, by not having really a lot of friends, not being able to, I don't want to say run in the circle of friends. I never was a runner with the circle. I was always a loner, and that caused some of that for myself. But at the same time, I never was asked to be included a lot of times when I felt I hadn't did anything that should keep me from being, you know, asked to be included. So my whole life, and it's been a long life, and I thank God for it, but it's also been one that's been filled with rejection and a lot of rejection. And I've had to just pray and pray and pray that I didn't let the rejection define who I was. I had to keep on pushing forward and keep on doing what, when I prayed to the Lord, he asked me to do. I had to keep on trying to learn how to do that. And I did not always have a lot of help. And sometimes I had more help than I needed. So it's really a combination of a lot of things when you start talking about how you feel about a rejected life in whatever terms and ways it took. So I am so looking forward to this study. And I don't think there's anybody that I've ever met in this world that can lay this down as Pastor Vanessa can. And I thank you for
Amen.
That, Lord, that you have well
Amen.
To come to know this young lady and know that she is yours and she will do what you have asked her to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Mother
Amen.
Mitchell. That I'm almost
Amen.
In tears. I'm almost in tears listening to her because I know she's always going to give us some narrative, a tidbit of something, but
mm-hmm.
I think that that's why God was saying about intergenerational
mm-hmm.
because she's always willing to give her input and get to that next place. And so I'm excited about what's going to happen to Apostle Cook and Mother Mitchell because
Me
it's
too.
Time. It's you right about the work. It's not a joke. Can't be no
this
punk.
Is not a joke.
And
no.
Because, you
not
know,
it never
because
was
I cannot what
not a joke.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we're just glad that everyone was here tonight. I want to thank you once again, Pastor Vanessa. This is not a joke. And we need to get to the root of the thing so that we can be healed of all the other things that intertwine, the pride, the need to please, all of this stuff
all of that
the church is
yeah.
dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and usually the more rejected somebody has been, the haughtier they can be, the more prideful they become. Because, see, they want to
yes,
beat
ma'am.
You up before you can beat them up.
Right.
So I want you to really think about where you're going. As Pastor Vanessa has asked us to do, we're going to be thinking about what that spirit does, it has done, been, how it has affected us, how we deal with it, and how we can deal with it better. So we truly, on behalf of myself, Pastor
Amen.
Vanessa, and Mother Mitchell, we just pray that you will continue to have a beautiful and blessed weekend, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night and God bless you from all of us here at Wounded No More and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, beautiful family.
Good night, everybody. God bless.
Good night.
Good night. God
Have
bless
a great
you.
Weekend. Take care. Love you.
Love you.